Please lower your head and watch your step while boarding.
Welcome to the Attractions Podcast. You are all clear for dispatch. Have fun.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 118 of the Attractions Podcast, sponsored by Destinations with Character Travel. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Seth.
And we're here to talk to you about the latest and greatest in theme park news and more, as well as what's going on in our own lives. And Seth, I know I feel like I just saw you a couple of days ago, but how has your week been so far?
It's been great, thanks. I got to head over to the parks and do some holiday activities at Universal. Got to see the Christmas lights on Hogwarts Castle for the first time this year, which is always great. Pro tip, it's kind of hard to get into the main viewing area for that because people line up, but the show runs every 20 minutes. If you stick to the signs to head to the attractions and act like you're going to ride Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey, you can come out the exit of that ride and get right into the viewing area without having to wait in line. So don't tell anyone I told you.
It's secret.
Yeah, and I also got to head over last night to Epcot and got to see all of the live entertainment that has come back for this year's holiday. And it's really great to see the storytellers back. Joyful, which is the gospel show, has gotten an upgraded stage and new songs. And getting to see the Candlelight Processional once again. I got to see actor Andy Garcia do the narration last night, and it was just as good as ever.
Cool.
So how's your week been?
My week has been good, just preparing to go out of town tomorrow on the day that we're recording this. I saw Nightmare Alley last night.
And?
It was thumbs up, man.
All right.
It's definitely a lot more subdued than Guillermo del Toro's previous works. There are no monsters in this one, unless you count the men as the monsters.
Mm.
But it's a remake of a noir film that's based on a book of the same name called Nightmare Alley from the 40s. And it does have that very like noir Norman Rockwell painting kind of feel to it. Mm-hmm. And then the second half, it's just like, oh, did you forget this is a Guillermo del Toro movie? It's nasty, violent.
He's getting back to his horror roots.
Yes, absolutely. And the ending just will like sock you straight in the chest. Like it's just so good. And it ends perfectly, like right where your like natural storytelling brain is like, oh, this would be a good ending. That's where it ends.
So it wasn't directed by Peter Jackson?
No, it doesn't go on for an extra half hour or anything. Or Ridley Scott, for that matter.
All right. Adding it to my list, I still got to see Ghostbusters first.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I know. I'm behind. So many. I'm behind.
But without any further ado, let's get into this week's news. First up this week, if you have the dough, you can purchase a real made of gold castle model of the Hong Kong Disneyland Castle of Magical Dreams.
Yes, 24 carats of pure gold, an exact replica down to all the turrets. And this is the castle that's got theming to multiple Disney princesses. So you'll find references to lots of different movies hidden in it. It is for sale. I think most people will just go into the castle and see it on display. But if you've got a few million spare dollars, you can take it home and you'll even get a lifetime annual pass to the park. I think that if you could afford this castle, you could probably afford to buy tickets anytime you want.
Right.
But there's also a smaller replica available for only about $21,000 US. So,
only?
Yes. So if you need a cheap souvenir, that one's available too.
It's a bargain. They also have some jewelry collections with this release as well that are gold. With one being a Disney princess themed collection with 12 Disney princess coins, coming in at about $590 US, with Snow White, Cinderella, Aurora, Ariel, Belle, Jasmine, Pocahontas, Mulan, Tiana, Rapunzel, and Merida and Moana, all on one side of their own coins, with the Castle of Magical Dreams on the other side. And then there's also a two coin set, Frozen themed, with Anna and Elsa, that has their portraits on the front and the castle on the back for about $112 US.
That's very reasonable. You can get that one from me for my yes. Christmas present.
And then if that's not enough, you can also pick up a Disney Princess Pendant Collection, which features 5 gold pendants, all made of pure gold, with inspirations from Ariel, Belle, Jasmine, Rapunzel, and Tiana, about $205 US each.
Yeah.
And that's not counting the pendant part or the necklace part. The pendant is $205. You have to buy the necklace part separately.
And keep in mind, I don't believe any of these are available in the US at this time. So you've got to add on the flight over to China. And the admission and all that. So tack that on to the cost.
But very beautiful, very extravagant. Yep. I'll have fun looking at pictures of it. Over at Shanghai Disneyland Resort, Cookie and Bakery Cafe is now officially open to guests. Very cute.
I don't know what to say about this other than if it was any cuter or more adorable, your teeth would just rot out. Looking at it, much less eating any of the treats that they serve. I believe this is in Shanghai Disneyland's equivalent of Main Street, which is character themed, unlike the Main Streets in the other parks.
Yeah, I think it's Mickey Avenue.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Exactly. Yeah. And they've gone all out with these 4 super adorable murals depicting Minnie and her friendship with Cookie Ann and all of Duffy's friends. The sugar is practically dripping off of this. It's so sweet and adorable.
And inside you can find not only a ton of themed treats, but also plenty of Cookie Ann merchandise, decorations themed to Cookie Ann's bakery, and more. Didn't we decide that Cookie Ann was your favorite?
I don't think I could really claim a favorite. That would be unfair to the others. You know, it's like to choose between your children. I don't want to get any of them mad at me, especially which is the fox, which is apparently
that's
the rude
Lena
one.
Bell. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want them mad at me. So
she's a tsundere, I think. But this one is so cute. I wish that we could get more Duffy and Friends representation in the States, but that is just not happening. But it's very cute to see them get their own themed stores and cafes and such, and tie so deeply into the Mickey and Minnie Mouse characterization and lore. I love that. Next up, you can spend holidays in space at Kennedy Space Center starting on December 17th, and they have new offerings for this year.
Yeah, they, traditionally for a few years now, they've been doing lights around the complex. They turned the meatball, which is the big globe symbol out in front of the complex, into a big ornament. But this year they've added what they're calling a Winter Wonderland, which looks like a combination of like a holiday DJ dance party mixed in with some educational interactive activities. So if you want to get a little space education for your kids alongside the typical Christmas celebration, you can merge them both with a visit to Kennedy Space Center.
Some of these offerings include photo ops, education stations, a DJ, live performers, and then stage performances from Chris, the Astronaut.
Astronaut. I assume that he is not like a large pecan or
a space nut.
that he's I'm guessing like a crazy space acrobat, maybe. That's what I'm hoping.
As well as a DJ dance party. And all of these offerings run from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on event dates. And the Winter Wonderland offering will be available through New Year's Eve, December 31st.
Yep. That should be included in your regular park ticket.
Yes. And also, they have a 9-hole mini golf course. I don't know how themed that is, but I do love some mini golf. So, very excited to see that included as well. SeaWorld and Busch Gardens parks all across the U.S. are celebrating the holidays with a unique offering, that being some holiday kids' day camps.
Yeah, it's a little last minute by the time you hear this, but if you've got some kids who are going to be home for the holiday break, you don't know what to do with them, and they're really into animals and or theme parks, this is a great option. They've got two separate camps. Looks like one is running through the 27th through the 30th, and then there's a second session that you can probably read on your screen, but I can't because I'm blind at the moment.
Yes. So the first session takes place from December 20th through the 23rd.
Yes, and that's even better.
Yes. And then the second session is the 27th through the 30th.
I read those backwards.
That's okay. But Busch Gardens Tampa will only be offering one session from December 20th through the 23rd.
But it looks like your kids are going to get to meet with some of the animal keepers, get some hands-on experiences to learn what it takes to take care of all the animals that they have at the SeaWorld and Busch Parks. Seems like a great opportunity for them, and also get them out from underfoot during the holiday.
Oh my goodness, yes. Gold and silver pass holders at the SeaWorld and Busch Gardens Parks can get discounts on this as far as admission goes. So if that is within your interest, if you are looking to get the kids out of the house, here you go. This is your golden ticket. Over at Disneyland, they are offering as a Southern California discounted ticket offer because it's so hard for them to get park passes these days.
Yeah. If you were one of the people who are locked out of being able to buy an annual pass to Disneyland, or maybe you gave up on that annual pass because even if you had one, you could never get into the park. This is a good opportunity if you're a Southern California resident to pick up a pass that you will be able to use, that you can buy them now, but you can use them starting on January 3rd. So not for this Christmas season, but you'll be able to use it all the way up through May 26th of 2022, weekdays only. So you're not going to be able to visit on the weekends, but annual pass holders can't visit on weekends either, for the most part.
Yeah.
The interesting thing I noticed about some of the advertising copy about this is it mentioned that you'd be able to use this ticket to see World of Color and Fantasmic and the Main Street Electrical Parade, which are all coming back. We knew they were coming back in 2022, so hopefully this means they'll be back before May 26th. It also means that they'll hopefully have some weekday performances, and they won't just be on the weekends. So, that's advertising copy, so don't trust it until right. You actually see it happen. But if you're a Southern California person, you've been wanting to go to the parks and not been able to do an annual pass, then this is your chance. Jump on one of these.
Yes. And they get around the, but what about park pass reservation thing, by allowing you to use these tickets on non-consecutive days. So you have between January 3rd and May 26th to use all three, but they don't all three have to be used in a row. You could use one month, one, two months later, and so on.
And keep in mind, this comes from a separate pool of park pass reservations than they have for the annual pass holders. So even if you hear the annual pass holders are completely blocked out, there's a good chance there'll still be availability with these tickets.
Yeah. I just went to Disneyland a couple months ago on regular day tickets and not an annual pass. And we had zero issues with getting park pass reservations to do exactly what we wanted. So something to think about. If you are looking to turn this into an entire trip, like a little getaway from your SoCal home, you can get a special rate on rooms at the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, with them offering 25% off select rooms on most Sunday through Thursday nights based on availability from January 3rd through April 7th. But you can only book this through March 17th, and then the offer is no longer able to be booked. So move fast.
Yep.
Over at SeaWorld or San Diego, I'm sorry, SeaWorld, San Diego.
can fix that in the editing.
Yes. Over at SeaWorld San Diego, they are celebrating Mardi Gras for the first time ever next year.
Yeah, they've done some SeaWorld Mardi Gras celebrations in Orlando in the past. And so now folks in San Diego will get a taste of the food, the music, the festivities. There's a carnival. There isn't a full parade the way that you get at Universal Studios Florida. But it's looks like it's going to be a pretty decent-sized celebration. Creole and Cajun options like jambalaya, po' boys, and, of course, beignets. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
I know. Not a lot of details have been shared on this just yet, because this literally just, like, dropped out of nowhere with this photo this past week. We do know the dates, though, February 5th through the 27th of 2022. I'm sure that they will share more with us as the dates get closer. But for now, just think about all that delicious food and the music, and prepare yourself to let the good times roll in 2022.
Keep in mind, this is going to run on weekends, Saturday and Sunday only right now. But who knows if it's successful? Maybe it'll expand in the future.
Yeah. And then in our last bit of news before this week's main attraction, Disney Cruise Line has chosen a second year-round home port in Florida.
Yes, they are going to be coming to Broward County, Port Everglades, which is down the Fort Lauderdale area, a little bit north of Miami. And this gives Disney two options on the east coast of Florida to sail their ships. They're expanding their fleet. And as big as Port Canaveral is, I don't think it's going to be able to keep up with all of the ships that they're going to eventually have. So, you know, if you are in the central Florida market, it's a little bit further drive. You know, it's from Orlando, Canaveral's less than an hour. And this is going to be closer to 2.5-3 hours. But it's still very doable if you're, you know, tacking on a Disney cruise to your Disney vacation. So this will give people more options for sailings out of the Florida market.
Yeah, very exciting to see this. Now you at least have options depending on what cruise ships. It is going to take a little bit of work to get the terminal ready down there for Disney Cruise Line, because I've never been on a cruise, but in all the vlogs I've seen, the terminals are themed.
Yes, if this is going to be one of their home ports, they will probably build out a terminal much like they have in Port Canaveral. It's definitely the nicest looking terminal when you drive into the Port Canaveral. you know, you it stands out. The other ones are kind of bland, and the Disney one really looks, it's got the Art Deco look of its ships.
So this will start with sailings in fall of 2023. Mm-hmm. And a second seasonal ship will join in 2025. They haven't said which ship will call this one home just yet.
I'm sure once some of the new ships start coming online, there's going to be a whole bunch of dominoes, a lot of shifting around, playing musical chairs. so that, you know, markets that haven't seen a particular ship before will get a chance to see them, and they can move these really big ships into their most popular ports.
Yeah. All I'm asking for is for the wish to come to the Galveston port, because that's the only one I have.
yeah, good luck probably with that not. One. Yeah.
I can dream, can I? And before we get to the main attraction, let's hear a quick word from our friends at Destinations with Character Travel.
Here at Destinations with Character Travel, we offer the best experience with your travels. Need to visit the thrilling Disneyland Resort? Walt Disney World? Maybe lounge about on a Disney cruise? Or any other major cruise line? No problem. So if you're looking for a stress and hassle-free vacation, visit us at www.destinationswithcharacter.com. Contact us today and let us plan a magical vacation for you and your family.
Bring you your top news story of the week. Whether from your backyard or from around the world, it's time for the main attraction.
I thought we could go with the long one this week.
I'd say, was that my imagination or was that a new version? I kind of that's like the extended director's cut.
Yes, that is the full version. We play the short version weekly, so we can.
That's the Peter Jackson version.
Yes. And this week's main attraction is that we finally have dates for the return of the full, the unedited International Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot.
Yes. All right. We are done with Taste of events at Epcot 2022. The original Epcot festival comes back in its full flower, pun intended. It's starting earlier than ever. I don't think this is the longest it's ever gone, right? Because we're going from the very beginning of March all the way to the very beginning of July. March 2nd through July 4th. 125 days. Is that a record, or does that at least match the record? That's crazy. I feel like this is like one third of the year now is the Flower and Garden Festival.
Yeah, I'm almost positive that's the longest it's ever been. And I mean, normally Food and Wine will start in like August at this point. So if even that, they might push it to the end.
Oh no, I can guarantee Food and Wine's gonna start in mid July probably. I think we don't get more than 10 days off between festivals anymore.
What's a diet Epcot? I don't know.
There is no diet Epcot anymore, which is great because this gives you extra time to enjoy the new Goofy themed 50th birthday cake entrance topiary that they are creating. It's been a couple years since they've had a brand new entrance topiary, so that's new. But they're also going to bring back a lot of your favorite topiaries. Of course, Snow White's coming back, Lion King, Lumiere and Cogsworth. They're also bringing back the Healthful Trail from Advent Health, which is sort of like a interactive walkthrough near Imagination. And of course, 18 of the custom kitchens are back with lots of food and beverage all around the park. But my favorite part is the Garden Rocks concert series. It's been a while since they've had a concert series with actual name artists instead of just their usual house bands or local cover bands. So, the full Garden Rocks concert series. We don't have performance dates or artists yet, but hopefully that will be back to its old self.
Yes. And I have an update for you as far as the dates. Ooh. So, Taste of Flower and Garden from this past year started on March 3rd and ran through July 5th. So okay. We are like very close to those dates, but that wasn't the full festival.
Mm-hmm. So, this is definitely the longest that the full festival has run that I can remember.
Which is a lot. I mean, what?
It's a lot of Flower and Garden.
Yeah. How do you feel about Epcot kind of not having a festival on at all times?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of funny because it started out as just a few weeks that were supposed to help the park get some attendance during what was a really slow spring season. But there is no slow spring season anymore. There really are no slow seasons anymore. So kind of the purpose of these festivals, which was to try to appeal to locals at a time when the park was otherwise empty, has kind of flipped. And now you've got, you know, last night I was in the park and waits for the attractions were really low. You know, less than 10 minutes for Living with the Land, 15 minutes for Soarin'. Very reasonable waits for all the rides, but you would just see these clogs of people all around World Showcase. And some of the more popular food kitchens had really substantial lines. I mean, longer. I'm not waiting longer for a seared scallop from Canada than I would for, you know, riding soaring. I just can't do that. So while I really enjoyed the festivals, and I'm glad to see them coming back, it's kind of, they've almost overtaken the park, to the point where I look forward to those, you know, week or so that we get in between them.
Yeah. And this one, I would have to check the dates to be sure, but this falls right on top of when Guardians is supposed to open.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Sure, that will be a very busy day.
I wonder if Star-Lord has ever been to Flower and Garden.
Oh, well, yeah. See, he went to the first Flower and Garden Festival with his mom, and that's why they decided.
Is that even, like, a plot line anymore?
You know what? I think they were so roundly mocked that it disappeared faster than that Galactic Star Cruiser video.
I still remember. I remember that bad Photoshop picture. You think I forget? But that is everything that has happened between our last episode and now. It is a bit
seems
of a
like
short
one. Only minutes.
Only minutes. Well, we managed to squeeze 26 minutes out of that.
Yes. We know. You know what? We're being thoughtful. We know you are busy with your family this holiday season. You yes. don't want to spend a whole hour plus. So, you know, we're giving to you in a little gift size package.
Yes, it is a gift. And speaking of gifts, I have some thank yous I would like to share. Ooh. In case you did not know, Attractions Magazine has a 4-tier subscription plan. And if you pick the club or VIP tiers the week after you sign up, you get a shout out with us on the podcast. So this week I have 3. Thank you so much to Fabiola Frattini, Joanne Dressel, and Yamil Rivera. Thank you so much.
Crouch here.
I hope Santa brings you nothing but presents in your stockings.
No coal.
Yes. And you can also look and pick up our winter issue once it's available at attractionsmagazine.com/store. I do not have the release date for that specifically, but I'm sure it will be closer to when this is actually uploaded. So
Anytime now.
And then this is your bits.
Oh, and this is my turn to jump in and give one more hearty holiday thank you to our sponsors, Destinations with Character Travel. And also to give thanks to you in advance for heading on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating, pretty please. Leave us a review. Tell us what you think. And then please follow us the rest of the week and the rest of the year on social and on the internet. You can find me at theunofficialguides.com, where you can pick up a copy of my new books just in time for 2022. Shameless plug. And you can also find me at the UG series on Twitter or at the unofficial guides on Instagram. And Brittany, where can they find you?
You can find me at Brittany Tuttle. That's BRITTANITUTTLE. It's spelled funny. I know. I flubbed that up.
It's spelled funny? What? I've never heard that before.
Well, everyone pronounces it weird. Everyone spells it differently.
I think it's spelled just fine.
Well, thank you. And you can find those on Twitter and Instagram. I'm seeing Spider-Man directly after we record this, so I promise I will not post any spoilers.
No spoilers.
I might post a reaction meme or two, but it'll be just that, no text. So, promise.
Just an emoji. Nothing but an emoji.
And you can also find me every day at attractionsmagazine.com, at attractions on Twitter, at attractionsmagazine on Instagram, and youtube.com/attractionsmagazine, where you've been watching this for the past half hour or so. But also follow us on at attractions on TikTok, because our friend Theron, our contributor Theron, has been doing some great work over there following all of the TikTok trends and the things that I don't understand, because that is for Zoomers and not me. I've aged out.
I tried to sign up for TikTok and it rejected me. It said I was too old. Oh, I'm sorry. It wouldn't even let me log in.
Oh my goodness. We're too old. But until next time, I hope you guys stay safe, try something new, but most importantly, have fun. And we will see you in 2022.
Happy holidays.
Bye.